Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great time in Birmingham, Alabama with my good friends at the SBA. You know, folks, very well how I feel about the SBA. You know how much I like working with them. They're a great bunch of folks, and it's been a great friendship and a great partnership over the last 6 years of working together with them. And I'm looking forward to being with them next month in September, and in their 50th anniversary. That's going to be a lot of fun there, too. But what we're doing now is we're at a matchmaking event in Birmingham, and I want to introduce you to one of the attendees of this matchmaking event. We're going to just let her tell us a little bit about how she finds this event. Her name is Marcia Elkins. She's Vice President of Macro Industries out of beautiful downtown Huntsville, Alabama. Marcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Marcia, let's take a half a minute or so and tell us about Macro Industries.
Okay. Macro Industries is a small engineering company, and we are building the transportations of the future. Our ultimate goal is to build a flying car. But until then...
A flying car?
Correct.
Wait a minute. Now, when I was a little kid reading Popular Mechanics, they had flying cars there. They promised me that by 2003 we would have a flying car.
Well, we're close.
Okay.
We're not that close. And we've been in Popular Mechanics.
I've been upset about this for a long time. Go ahead.
The technology is very difficult. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But right now what we do is we work on military transportation systems. That's how we make payroll, and that's right. How we stay in business. And we have
payroll? You mean like a small business?
Yes.
So you guys have to sign the front of a payroll check, don't you?
Exactly. Every 2 weeks, whether I want to or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the way you make your living right now till you get your magical flying car off the ground, so to speak, is you work with government agencies.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Now, how long has your company been in business?
We've been in business almost 13 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. How many employees do you have?
Seven.
Seven employees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, when you hear me say small business, you know that I know what I'm talking about, and so does Marcia. Marcia, the matchmaking event here in Birmingham. Now, this is not your first rodeo, right? You've been to one of these before.
I sure have. The SBA sponsored one in Huntsville a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we went down. It was our first time for such an event, so we went down to get a feel for what would be appropriate, what we should bring, and so on and
mm-hmm.
so forth.
And by the way, folks, these are being conducted all over the country. In Orlando, Florida, I think they've already been to Orlando, Cleveland, our nation's capital, and they're moving on to, if they haven't already been to Chicago and other places. So it's in Birmingham now. Okay, now when they had the one in Huntsville, that was probably, I'm sure it was a smaller one. Basically, that was just kind of a learning situation for you.
It gave us an opportunity to meet some of the branches of the Redstone Arsenal, the military branches
mm-hmm.
out there. Plus, it really did give us a good feel. You know, you've got such a short amount of time to talk to these folks,
right.
So you have to be pretty concise.
You have to have your elevator speech ready, don't you?
Exactly, and then you have to have a pretty decent handout. So that helped us refine our technique.
You know, that's it was a good exercise too, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
As a writer. Whenever they make me reduce my 1,000-word articles to 500 words, you know, it's tough to get rid of those 500 babies of mine, but you're a better writer when you get to those 500 words, and so you're a better presenter, a representative of your company when you're able to boil it down to that.
Exactly. And with the process, because we knew who we were going to see when, I was able to actually tailor the packages that I'm going to leave. You know, some folks will not be interested in some of the stuff we do.
You know, that's a good point to make, Marcia, because... some people are going to go to these events, and they think they're going to come in and they're going to, you know, slam dunk mm-hmm. everybody immediately. It's a learning process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's good to pace yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, isn't it?
And it's okay. Good to schedule early.
All right, now that's a good point. Why
yeah.
is that?
I found, because we went late in the day in Huntsville, and I found that we were tired.
They nod off behind the desk.
Yeah,
or something?
They were tired, too. I mean, they had talked to probably, you know, 30 people.
Right, exactly. That's a good point. So try to get the early schedule if you can, folks. Okay, so you met these people, these Did you meet people that you wouldn't have gotten to meet otherwise? Did you feel like you got in some doors you wouldn't have gotten into otherwise?
I think so. It's a little early to tell, you know, what the benefit will be, but it was certainly, anytime you talk to someone new, you never know what's going to happen.
Right. What about in Birmingham now, at this big, at this larger event, what made you decide to come to Birmingham as well?
It's close.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't require a whole lot of travel. It started out when I first started making my appointments, there were not a lot of companies available, mm-hmm. but it really grew over, like, the week that I scheduled my appointments. So it's a large event.
So how many people do you think you're going to see this time?
I'm seeing seven.
Seven government agencies? Contractors?
Well, they're usually more like the liaisons.
But they represent
yes.
seven government entities.
Correct. Plus, like, Boeing and Honda.
Right. So major contractors.
Right.
And so you're actually getting to go on a first date, so to speak, with these companies that you would have had to travel to Seattle to see.
Correct.
Or something like that. So
right.
What's happening is, folks, this matchmaking event is aggregating these, you know, bringing these vendors, these contractors, these small business owners. And this is a small business event, folks. This is to marry up small businesses like Marcia's little seven-person company with these big organizations. And because the government has mandate, 23% of their spending is going to be for small business. Isn't that right, Marcia?
Correct.
I think that's the number, 23%. And so, okay, now what do you think? Where do you think you're going to be a year from now after having been here?
Hopefully at the beach in my flying car. But no, we'd like to see the company grow. We're not an infant anymore, but we can't seem to like bridge that next gap.
Yeah.
I don't want to be as big as, say, a Boeing, but I'd like to be a little bit bigger than my seven-person company.
Right, I got you. We got about 30, 40 seconds, Marcia. Any last thoughts you'd like to say to people out there who might be thinking about going to a matchmaking event?
Well, I say it's definitely worth the time and effort. If you're not successful the first time, you know, you'll definitely learn what you need to do the next time to make it more successful.
Right. I think that was maybe some of the best advice you gave was to not think you're going to come in here and conquer this thing immediately, although the first one you go to, you learn and you make contacts, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not like you got to have a trial run, folks. You will benefit from the first one, but it might be something that you'd want to think about. Well, of course, in your case, you just came back because you benefited so much from the first one.
Correct.
Give us your website, Marcia.
It's www.skyrider.org.
.org. Okay. Thanks a lot, Marcia. It was a lot of fun. Enjoyed having you. Hope you'll come back again one day.
Thank you.
All right. Marcia Elkins, ladies and gentlemen, with Macro Industries. I'm going to be right back with Emmanuel Onkwe. He's the president of Geo Imaging. We're going to talk to him about his business and what he's doing at this matchmaking event. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
If I could show you somehow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.